Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Well, yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, I taught that we are not to tell God what we are going to do for Him, but to ask God what He would have me to do for Him. So, let's continue with that thought today. The strong man of the house is what the Bible calls a father. But what kind of a strong man is he or her in the case of a mother, especially a single mother, if they're not overcoming in their spiritual life? Watching that filth will have a price. Saying no when your wife says yes, but the word says no, you're backing God. Your children, men, need to see a strong father in the home. Women, the woman was made for the man, not the man for the woman. Now look, the car was not made for gasoline. Gasoline was made for the car. But they worked together so well. And my friend, when a marriage is right, the woman made for the man, she is a helpmeet. That word helpmeet that God gave there back in Genesis means to help meet a goal. And actually the goal that was to meet was as a husband and wife fulfilling the call of God. And that day it was to tend the garden and to make it the best as God had given it. But today, it's to help a husband meet the goal of the will of God for your home as well as for your individual life. So again, it's a shame that some children have never or rarely ever seen their dad on visitation, or in a church that gives invitations at the end of the service to ever go to that altar to pray, to get involved in a ministry that is a spiritual thing more than just, look, it is a spiritual thing, I think, to get out and help paint a church building or to help clean up the property. That's a good thing. But many times it's for the testimony of the church for the world to see that we're trying to make it presentable. But on the other hand, individual witness and stands are not in that person's life, then maybe you're working on a works religion instead of a religion that works, a faith that works. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That's salvation. For the very next verse, Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them. Now, if God already ordained the works, he's prepared the work, yours is not to tell God, I think I want to do this, or I think I'd like to be that. No, yours is to say, God, what would you have me to do? And you do it with all your heart. That is like a love situation, a marital situation. You're doing it because you love God with the love that a spouse ought to have for their husband or for their wife. God loves you that way. Why not love him that way? So again, let your children see a strong mother and dad in the faith. May they grow up having an example so that they will know how to live when they meet the suddenlies of life, those sudden terrors, those sudden sicknesses, the sudden tragedies, the sudden things that come up in life, that they're prepared because dad and mom not only lived it, but they taught it to them with a family altar and speaking of those things of God. If you would be the spiritual leader in the home God ordained for you to be, realize your affection then must be set on things above. That's why we read in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, is Christ your life, my friend? That's what says there. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, and ye shall appear with him in glory, in that brightness and in that shining. You'll either be appearing with him in glory, or, as 1 John 2:28 says, you'll be ashamed of him at his appearing. And your child will see it, by the way. So again, if you're born of God, you can overcome the world. We should be overcoming the world. God expects us to overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith, as our text says here in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. So you'll either be appearing with him in glory or shame. 1-2. If our affections are not on things above, then we will be the ones who are the object of the dreadful results of James 4 and verse 4, where we have the love of the world, therefore, love of the world is to be at enmity with God. Therefore, whosoever would be a friend of world of the world, that is worldliness, the world system, the world way, is the enemy of God. Yet, being born of God, you were also born by him to have the capacity in the new nature that he gave you the day that you were saved to overcome the devil at every turn. Look, I've seen parents that had strong standards in their home for their children, and they raised them that way, perhaps even sent them off to a good Christian college. But I've seen those same kind of people, maybe they get some preacher has a strong influence on them, and they turn on those things that they know that are right. And you know what usually has to happen? If you're sitting under a pastor somewhere that is preaching the word and telling it as it is to men as they are, and he's laying it out there, and you know that he's right, but you have this other draw. Maybe it's your children, maybe it's some preacher that you know, you have that draw. Then to draw you the rest of the way, the devil makes sure that that preacher or those other people will lie or deceive you, and you'll be ready to believe whatever lie to be an excuse to leave that fundamental church. My friend, you don't leave until God calls you. And when you're thinking of these other things, your mind's not ready to know the call of God. Keep your heart and mind stayed upon Jehovah. That's where hearts are fully blessed, and that's where victory comes. Now, when we do love him, because we have the Spirit of God in us when we got saved, because we had that new nature, and therefore we had the capacity to overcome the devil at every turn, that means we live and will stick by his word in all of its precepts and doctrine, in all of life's toughest circumstances. You see, these are real men. These are fathers who become that by becoming men of the book. These are mothers that become the mother God wanted them to be by becoming women of the book as they read it and meditate in it. Ladies, don't be the lady of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 6 and 7. Silly women, ever learning and never coming to the truth, given into diverse lust, you're religious, and yet you have your various different types of relationships, adulterous relationships, adulterous desires. You know, I find it very interesting as one reads the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 7. And when you read Proverbs chapter 7, it's a story about the adulterous woman and so forth. But, you know, it's got some interesting things in there. It says in verse 12 about the guy that she's found now, it says, and her husband's out of town. So with that background, listen to this. Now she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him. I mean, just a face that said, this is what I'm doing, determined, even though it's wrong. She says, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vow. Hey, she is religious. She has peace offerings. She's paid her vows. She is religious. And she says, therefore came I forth to meet thee diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. You see, she says, I've done this religious thing. Now I'm good, and now I'm seeking you. She says, I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved work, with fine linen of Egypt. All of those things appeal to the flesh. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Now she's got the perfume of attraction and sensuality. And then she says, come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Now they call it love, but it's really lust. She says to this young man, come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love. I find that interesting, the word solace. Oh, our spouses treat us so wrong. Oh, you know what? We just met each other too late. We were really meant for each other. You are really the love of my life. You know how many men I've heard in over 40-some years of ministry now that have told women, we've got to break it off, but you'll always be the love of my life. And some women have done that too. What a shame. She goes on to say, for the good man is not at home, but he has gone a long journey. She's letting him know it's safe to be there. He hath taken a bag of money with him and will come home at the day appointed. Oh, he took the money, all of our money, just took it with him, so I have nothing. I just need somebody at my side. And with her much fair speech, oh, I tell you what, her mouth is smoother than oil. She really built his ego big time. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield, and with the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stock. Till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hath to the snare, knoweth not that it is for his life.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet, and a light into your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will come.